A few years ago, statistician Garth Sundom and journalist John Tierney published an equation that predicted the shelf life of a celebrity marriage. Love is complicated, and appropriately, the equation included a lot of variables, like each member of the couple's amount of fame, their relative level of attractiveness, the length of their courtship, etc., etc. But recently, Sundom and Tierney announced that they'd found a way to make their formula simpler and more accurate. They decided to focus on just five factors. The first two seem obvious: months spent dating and combined ages at times of marriage. The third is a little surprising: the amount of skin the bride shows in the first page of her Google image results. The fourth and fifth, Garth Sundom explains, involve a very simple metric to measure the quality of the bride's media attention and, consequently, the duration of marital bliss.
The ratio of her mentions in the New York Times to her mentions in the Inquirer. It doesn't matter how few or how many total Google hits they have. If the flavor of her fame is tabloid fame, then it predicts a short marriage.
How are you doing with the newly formulated unified theory?
Some of the predicted long couples, Chelsea Clinton and Mark Mizvinsky, she has stayed surprisingly out of the Inquirer while getting a ton of New York Times mentions. They have a 52.7% chance of making it 15 years.
Which is, I should observe, greater than the general population.
52.7% chance of making it 15 years on this celebrity marriage list puts them among the all-stars, who also include Kate Middleton and Prince William. Now, she's been in the tabloids a ton, but she's balanced it out with New York Times mentions, and they've been dating since college, and that predicts marital longevity to the tune of 64.3% to make it 15 years. Also, Beyoncé Knowles and Jay-Z are an extremely strong couple, based mostly on the fact that they've dated forever. So that's the top of the list. Those are the couples to beat in celebrity marriage.
Okay, so I have this image. It is the year 2073.
Okay.
We're in an assisted living home on the west coast of Florida, and I'm scanning the room, and I'm wondering, who will I categorically not find there? Together, that is.
You won't find Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. The flavor of her fame is terrible. They're young. They didn't date very long before getting married. I give them exactly 0% chance of making it 15 years.
And yet,
30 plus months, and still, KK and Lamar Odom continue on. They are currently defying the laws of man, nature, and mathematics, and good for them.
Okay. I want to ask you about Brangelina.
Yeah.
Because they have been together a long time, but...
But not married.
Although I'm told they're engaged.
Oh, yes.
What's going to happen with them?
Okay, let's go back into the past, into the days just after the Aniston split.
I'm sorry, I hate to do this, but I have to jump in here to say that the Aniston split is not some sort of like statistical constant. It's a reference to Jennifer Aniston and Brad
yes.
Pitt breaking up.
Yes, neither is it a dessert. If Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt had married just after the Aniston split, they would have had a 1% chance of making it 15 years. The flavor of her fame at that point was very tabloid heavy. She had smoking hot Google image hits, and they were both a little younger and they hadn't dated very long. Now, if they got married this month, they would have a 51% chance of making it 15 years. Now, here's why, and this is kind of cool. Angelina Jolie's Google image hits are now much more cocktail dress than lingerie. So the overt sexiness of her Google image hits is down. She's gotten a lot of legit press. She is mentioned 1,083 times in the New York Times compared to 378 times in the Inquirer, which is a pretty darn good ratio.
All right, dude, I got one more question for you. Even though we're talking about celebrities,
yeah.
They are still arguably human beings.
Yes.
Do you find yourself, when your predictions are on the verge of coming to naught, Do you find yourself rooting for a breakup? Do you find yourself lingering in the checkout aisle?
No.
Come on.
So first of all, I will say that this is correlative and not causative. So far, I have been unable to influence the duration of a celebrity marriage. Oh, do I root for people to break up? No. No, I can't do that. I root for them to beat my math. It just doesn't happen.
Garth, I want to thank you not only for joining us, but just for your work.
I know. I hope I can shine some light and bring some meaning to some lives around the country and the world, really.
Well, you've touched one man, I'm going to tell you that. Garth Sundom is the author of Brain Trust, 93 Top Scientists Reveal Lab-Tested Secrets to Surfing, Dating, Dieting, Gambling, Growing Man-Eating Plants, and More. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurrahman, and Chris Neary, with more help from Rob Schoon and Louisa Beck, and edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Andrew Dunn.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Ellen Horn is WNYC's senior director of national programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
And Bob, judging from the amount of skin in your Google image results, this marriage isn't long for this world.
Thank God. Thank God.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.